A federal judge gave a stern warning to the Microsoft Corporation as she approved a settlement of its government antitrust case. On Friday, Judge Colleen Kolar-Cotelli largely rejected the arguments of 9 states in the District of Columbia, which wanted tougher sanctions imposed on the company. Instead, the judge says she will hold the software giant's top executives personally responsible for following the terms of that deal. But as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, Microsoft's leader doesn't seem that worried.
As Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates strode to the podium in the company's media center, he had the look of a confident man. The court's acceptance of nearly all the provisions in the settlement agreement was a major victory for Microsoft. As cameras clicked away, Gates called the ruling a fair resolution of the case and a major milestone.
While putting new responsibilities on Microsoft, this settlement also gives us the freedom to keep on innovating for our customers. The next few years will be an incredibly exciting time for our industry. We're pleased to put another step in this case behind us so we can focus even more on building the future of technology.
Attorney General John Ashcroft was also pleased by the judge's decision.
Today, consumers all across America want a great victory.
The settlement makes it easier for Microsoft's rivals to develop and sell software for things such as instant messaging or playing music. And it will be easier for people to actually use that software on their Windows-based computers. Microsoft has already implemented many of those changes, and both Bill Gates and company CEO Steve Ballmer emphatically insist that Microsoft is taking compliance very seriously. Ballmer says the company has learned and grown through the experience of the past 4 years.
I want to be clear that we have heard both those who support us and those who have criticized us. We must be aware of how our actions affect others and are perceived by them. Compliance is both a corporate commitment and a personal responsibility for all our employees.
The judicial order calls for a few changes that 9 states had sought in their effort to get tougher sanctions imposed on the software giant. For example, the judge is requiring Microsoft to disclose some technical information to rivals earlier than originally planned. And Microsoft's efforts to self-police compliance were rebuffed in favor of outside overseers. But beyond that, there was little for the states to crow about. Still, Iowa's Attorney General Tom Miller tried to put the best face forward, focusing on the changes that were made.
We think those are important changes, and we take pride in that. You know, we're not claiming complete victory, but we don't think the other side can claim that either.
But Mike Pettit, president of ProComp, an industry group comprised of Microsoft rivals, including Sun, Oracle, and AOL, didn't try to hide his disappointment.
I think it's frankly outrageous. I think it's a shame.
Pettit says the order will not prevent the anti-competitive practices that Microsoft has already been found guilty of.
I think it's a lost opportunity for the competition to be restored in a very critical part of our economy, a very critical industry.
Pettit expects the decision will be appealed, but so far there's no official word from the attorneys general as to whether they will seek review from a higher court. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.